This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello.
What's the crack?
I put up the podcast yesterday.
Did you?
Yay. Yeah.
Well
actually,
done.
There was two. I had double helping went up yesterday.
Yeah.
Thursdays and yesterday.
Do you know what's funny? Because you can see the stats. Obviously, we forgot to upload Thursday's episode and then we didn't record Friday's episode because we had the outside broadcast live from Harvey Norman. Yeah. The amount of people
which
who...
Which you'll never hear, by the way, because I messed up and I refused to upload that podcast.
Dave, yeah. You didn't.
You were fine. You know what's funny? In the stats I was showing Ash yesterday, the amount of people who still come over for a bit of us even though we weren't there.
When?
On the Thursday and Friday.
Oh. You big fucking licks.
I don't know where you are, but I listened to a bit of something.
Where were we on Thursday and Friday?
We didn't upload the podcast.
People
still came to the podcast and listened to something.
Ah, would you stop? You're very good.
Anyone do that this evening? I feel like my social life midweek has fallen to the ground and crashed and boomed. I can't remember the last time I had a midweek event. Do you guys or anything?
I'm like trying to do less midweek events because...
Your voice.
My voice, yeah, but I'm just going to go visit my granny this evening.
Lovely.
No, I actually was thinking about doing the same today, but yeah. I don't... See, my granny can only visit her at a certain time. It's really annoying because she has mass at 11:30 in the home, right?
Every day.
Every day at 11:30. And then it finishes about like 12:15, 12:30.
Mm.
But then she's lunch at 1. And so,
oh,
like,
so that's such a short window in between.
Yeah, but like, so then I'm like, right, well, I go for 2, but she might want to take a nap after she's had lunch. I mean, so maybe 3. By the time we go over to Fairview at 3:00, like, the traffic is fucking mad. Plus, also, I don't know if you recognise this, Fairview's not finished. So, like,
no.
This just, oh my God, it's a nightmare.
Oh my God,
nightmare.
Fairview is a mess.
It's a mess.
All the way up North Strand. It's awful.
Is it one of those things that you could just pop into at 7 p.m.? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it probably is, but I'm also just like, yeah, maybe she wants to be winding down. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
Would she text? Would she text?
Could you text her and be like,
what time? Yeah. I could text her, to be fair. But it's just so annoying that she's in Fairview. I'm like, could you not have gone to the one in Fingus? You know what I mean? But she refuses to because, no, sure, someone might know me. I mean,
is Fingus not further
97.
Than Fairview?
From Fingus. Oh, for me.
From you.
Oh, for me. No, sure, just hop on the M50.
Oh,
I'm there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's grand.
Yeah, Fairview's very, you have to go through town.
I have to go through town and through every single building site and it's a nightmare.
Why don't you just get there for 11:30 and go to mass with her?
I was actually thinking of doing that, but then I wouldn't get to talk to her.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean?
You have to go to mass, no offense.
Yeah.
Ready to go. It's showtime. Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. What is the story?
How are we? Tuesday. Great. I love Tuesdays.
Ah, the best.
The best day of the week and all that, yeah?
How do you do?
How is everyone? All right?
Yeah, I'm all good.
I'm fantastic.
Tuesday is obviously our least favourite day of the week, but I have a job to do every Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning for the foreseeable.
Go on.
Interesting.
Tuesday is the day I have to change my Invisalign to the new one.
Every week. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Invisaligns. That's
it truly is.
Invisaligns, yeah. So it's always on a Tuesday morning and the other one goes in the bin. It's so weird. You think that they're so valuable and you're like, bye.
Yeah.
This is the thing. And they do be charging, like when you have to get your own retainer, like after you finish braces.
Like 80 quid or something.
And then you'd be throwing them out.
You'd be throwing them away.
Yeah, you have to.
That's crazy.
They're no good to you anymore.
I'm not giving them to someone else. No, someone else needs it.
But also, when you think about it, they're a tiny bit plastic.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'd be literally protecting my little case with my life.
Yeah.
I know you would. Absolutely you would.
It's pathetic.
So with that in mind, today is not only another Change Emma's Invisalign Day. It marks, I'm a third of the way there.
Only a third.
Oh
my God!
The same twice more.
That's the worst reaction she could have.
Thanks,
gotten.
Dave.
No, but that's crazy that you're only a third of the way through and you're changing it every week.
Every week.
That's mad.
For the next however many weeks. Yeah,
but I guess like I had my braces for 2 years. My teeth aren't even that bad.
In total, mine are going to 29 weeks.
And I'm going to paper straws, and I was just throwing away plastic every week.
God, good point, David.
Do you know what I mean?
Very good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Good point, well made,
thanks,
David.
Million.
So with that in mind, a third of the way in, anyone notice any difference?
Yes, you do look very nice.
Really?
Yeah, your teeth do look well.
I actually think I can notice the difference.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I promise you,
I think you're taking the mic.
No, I absolutely swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
They look a bit straighter.
Yeah, do you know like the few little snaggle teeth she had before? They're all gone.
I knew there was no way
it actually does look well. I promise you, it does look really
good. This is my third week in the gym. I'm looking
they're
hench, right?
Yeah.
God, are they?
The pecs are popping through.
Bursting through your hoodie.
Yeah.
God,
aren't we great?
No, we're all right.
Yeah.
Ashley, you look great.
I'm not doing anything different.
You don't need to.
Hit music now.
The Apple event was on yesterday afternoon. Did anyone watch it?
I love an Apple event. It's good for anyone listening who's due an upgrade.
Yeah,
is it worth my while going for the upgrade, or should I hold off and go pay as you go?
Well, I still forget that I'm Apple now.
There you go. No,
and this actually applies to
you
me.
You could get in on this.
Fun. Yeah.
I was watching the Apple event on my Apple phone.
Were you?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, you're their dream customer.
I really am. But this was the big one this year. Not the big one this year, but the big one for the year. Like, there's always two. One that they just do software updates and one where they do hardware updates. And this was the hardware update. So we got some new devices like AirPods Pro 2 can apparently act as hearing aids. Apple Watch now has a slightly bigger screen. And the iPhone has a new button designed specifically to take pictures with. But obviously that's not everything. We talked about the new iPhone. It was going to have new AI emojis a couple of months ago, and they're officially here. The thing about these was that you'll be able to combine emojis to make a brand new emoji. Which
that's,
I think,
so
is quite
cool.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know when you're kind of, I feel like you might get a text and your face does a reaction that isn't an emoji. So you could make it an emoji.
I get what you mean.
I'm feeling a little bit confused, but I'm laughing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. And nobody ever cares or ever once has given me feedback. But every day when I upload our podcast, I correlate an emoji to what's been going on in the bit that I'm talking about. No one's ever really cared. But there's often times I'm like, oh, I wish I could use like two emojis to explain that.
Yeah, and now or I could search an emoji and it's just not there for what you're trying to explain.
So there you go. You'll be able to use your own made up emojis.
Cool.
Maybe an emoji that no one's ever used before, which I think is quite interesting.
That's fun.
And this will all be powered by AI, which is not artificial intelligence. It's Apple intelligence.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So surely can AI sue them?
I don't think so.
AI is just the internet.
So I'd like to have a think of some emojis that we're going to send each other when these new phones updates come out. The weirdest ones we can send each other. Have a think. I've thought of some interesting.
Do you
ones.
Know when the update's coming? No.
I think the phones won't be out until October, so probably the update around then.
Oh, they'll get them out before Christmas, probably.
Yeah, they will.
And the update will come with the new phones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty banter. Much. So some weird emoji combinations that I came up with.
Yeah.
A laughing salad.
A salad that's having a laugh.
Yeah.
Cool.
A rainbow whale. Because that's just the way the world's going. It's just woke.
Bleed rainbow whales.
potato on the Bosnian Herzegovinian flag.
Sure.
Why the hell not?
Love heart shaped kangaroo. Thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, I'd like to see how that would be designed. Where's the pouch?
A curious onion.
Yeah.
And a basketball racket.
Very good.
It'd be quite fun.
Yeah, going back to the way I kind of sometimes wish you could combine emojis. I like signing off with one emoji, not multiple. So for example, if I'm describing what I want for breakfast, why can't I put it all just in one emoji on a plate?
Oh, that's very good.
So on the plate,
so
you drag the plate up and you drag the bacon, the sausages.
So I want the egg, the bread, the beans, the bacon.
Brilliant.
On a plate rather than talking them all separate.
That's brilliant.
I'd be well into that now. Or what I want for my lunch on a plate.
I was trying to think of like expressions. So, well, I've only gotten one. But for cat got your tongue, we've got the tongue emoji and a little cat on it.
The cat's just biting your tongue.
That'll be good.
That's very, very good.
Really smart one.
Like foot and mouth and stuff.
Yeah, and then I've just foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth.
After, if only that came back.
Yeah. No, not the disease, sorry, but isn't that a saying?
You got your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I got my foot in my mouth.
I thought you meant the disease. It'd be a handy one now.
That would have mouthed.
That would have been great back in 2001. Would have been so handy, man.
So good.
If only I had an emoji for this.
Recharged.
Now we are in our girly quiz era.
Ooh.
Yes, we are talking about the girly quiz on a Tuesday for a very important reason. We are bringing the girly quiz on the road all throughout this very month. You might see us and we test on your girly quiz knowledge. We will tell you more really soon.
I came across an interesting post from Chapel Roan on Instagram over the weekend. She's
giving out to her fans again.
No,
stop looking me in the eyes.
Did she do that?
She just basically was like,
stop touching me wherever I go.
Stop asking me for photos.
Yeah, and like
now, Chapel Roan, relax. You're only
she
fresh
really
off the block.
Is not enjoying having fans.
I kind of think she made a good point. One of them, she was like, "There's a big difference, or there's not a big difference between super fan and stalker."
Mm.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, I think she's just like, "Oh my god, I've gotten so big so quickly, and people are crazy."
And they're creeps. Yeah,
yeah, and
okay,
I'm scared.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this was nothing to do with that. And so she's playing the Olympia this day next week. Anybody have any tickets?
Only
god.
The Olympia. Yeah, is mad like.
It's one of those opportunities where you'll never see her in a venue like that ever again.
And in advance of her hitting her European leg of the tour, she posted the tour themes for the different nights.
Oh, cool.
So apparently she does this like wherever she goes. She did it when she went to America. So she has like a different theme for that runs across a couple of gigs maybe. And it's kind of like based off one of her songs. So for example, in Manchester, the theme is going to be Mermaid.
Okay.
And then after like revealing the theme, there's like a little mood board slide. And it's like all different like mermaid pics for like inspiration.
I love that.
It's so
I
cute.
Don't.
Do you not?
That means if you don't get it on board with the team, you look like a, like what if you,
you
just came in from work and you ran in and you're like blazer or whatever.
No, it's optional. But right. Like so I think it's for the
but you'd be a big party pooper if you didn't dress up like a mermaid.
It's like going to Barbie. Like it's like going to Barbie in the cinema and you're supposed to wear pink. If you're wearing yellow, no one's actually gonna care.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I think it's cool. And like so on the mermaid like mood board it was like all like mermaid makeup, mermaid hair. Nails, all that kind of thing. The theme then for Glasgow and London is Midwest Princess.
Okay.
So that was all like camo gear, like kind of like hunter gear.
And is that a song by her?
Her album is called something of a Midwest Princess
okay.
Or something like that, yeah. And then the theme for Dublin is my favourite.
Oh, go on.
It's the best one. The theme is Pink Pony Club.
Love.
Which is my favourite Chapel Roan song. Goes like this.
It's a real shame that that album wasn't bigger in Ireland when it was out because we've missed out on all those big songs on radio at this point because
yeah.
They're old, but they're absolute bangers.
That'd be a great song for like My Little Pony.
Yeah, absolutely.
This would be my team now. I'd be well able to go like a horse.
Yeah, you'd be happy out.
Would you have the one with the head and the stick between your legs?
Perfect, yeah. So, the mood board for Pink Pony Club is like pink cowboy hats, cowboy boots. There's just a picture of Dolly Parton wearing pink tassels.
Sorry.
On the
cowboy
mood board.
Boots at a concert in Ireland.
Yeah, well, I know.
Haven't heard of it.
Groundbreaking. Yeah, so strange. So I just love this idea of like different themes. It's like fun for people who like to dress up like me. The Eras tour was like the perfect example of it.
Totally,
like everybody
Taylor,
went from different Taylor Swift eras. So I've been thinking about other artists who could do different themed nights for their gigs, which would be fun. Olivia Rodrigo could have a vampire themed night.
Yes,
great idea. Yeah. Good Halloween theme.
Yeah, it'd be spooky. She could also have a driver's license themed night where you have to do your hair the same way as your driver's license.
Oh God, help us with me.
Everybody be looking awful.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish could have a birds of a feather theme.
Right.
Either you have to wear feathers or you have to dress up as birds.
That would work really well for you because you've dressed up as a seagull for Halloween.
Seagull costume waiting.
Imagine
Billy.
Imagine Ash just showed up at a Billie Eilish concert dressed as
the
a seagull.
I was terrified.
Full beak.
I would love that.
Yeah. And then lastly, this one would be just so practical and comfy. Dua Lipa could have a training season theme.
Yes.
You just wear your gym gear.
Oh, that'd be so comfy.
Perfect.
And all of her songs feel like a workout song anyway.
That's true,
actually. Yeah, that sounds like a really good shout. Ah, lads, I can't believe playing the Olympia next week. That makes me quite sad.
That's
on
cruel.
My insides. Mean. Enjoy for going.
It spins fully charged. Recharge.
Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe on Spin with Emma David Ashling. I just learned that apparently she was initially booked for the Academy and then upgraded to the Olympia. Naturally, she could have been upgraded to the Three Arena at this
Absolutely.
Point. She's so big. But for people who did buy their tickets early, just make sure that you don't show up at the Academy tour next week because you'll miss half the gig. She's in the Olympia instead.
That's mad.
My friend had tickets for the Academy. I'm like, whoa, she was an OG.
Super fan.
They deserve it. Then, 100%. You know, what was the brilliant play we went to see with Laura Whitmore recently?
Oh, the
222.
You know, I showed up at the Gaiety.
No, you didn't.
I was standing there. I was so confused. I was like, I think Riverdance is on here. What the hell?
Laura Whitmore's about to dance.
I was literally standing at the Gaiety and then, you know, the way they're so, like, if you're not there in time, the door's
like, you're done for.
We legged it.
That's so funny.
In the meantime, another big week for us here on the show, not just our girly quiz era. It's almost our 2-year anniversary, guys.
Oh my God.
We're almost in our 3rd-year era.
Oh my God, we are. Thursday will mark 2 years since our very first show here on Spin. And with that in mind, we're marking on the show this week. Producer Callum.
Yes, I've been going deep down into the archives. You know me, I'm a man that logs everything.
Yes.
Nothing gets past me.
Yeah, it's scary, actually.
So what we're going to do today and on Thursday is do Emma, Dave and Ashling's big old quiz of the last 2 years to see if you can remember anything that happened on the show over the last 2 years.
That's a bad name.
Yeah, maybe need to work on that.
Yeah. So today, for Thursday.
A lot of syllables.
Today's quiz will all be about our first year on air, and then on Thursday the 12th, which is our second year birthday, will all be about our second year on
air. Feel free to play along.
Yes,
you
do
listening.
Play along. There are some really hard questions, questions that I don't even think anyone would know, but you never know. You could surprise us, and if you get at least one question right, I might give you some sense.
Okay, we've all been given individual sheets, one for each question.
And a marker.
Quite intense. My marker's brown.
Mine's purple.
What I love, I feel a bit offended
about this,
by.
And this is the first time in our 2 year history that producer Callum has asked us to write our questions down before we answer so that we can copy each other's answers when we say them on air.
He's very serious.
Yes. Very serious about this.
No cheating. So there's six questions today. The first three questions we'll do right now is all about show number one.
Oh, wow.
The very first show on September 12th, 2022.
Well, I hope there's no questions on show number two because I wasn't here.
Ashling pulled a sickie on show two. Yes.
So,
pulled a sickie.
Here we go. Eyes down. Question one on show one. Our first show was September 12th, 2022. Can you remember the very first song that we played?
Damn it.
I'm just going to take a wild guess.
I'm taking a wild guess as well.
Please write down your answers. Don't forget, send your answers in to 0877111038 if you get it right. Don't send your answers in after we've revealed the answers because then I know that you're just copying what we've just said on the radio. Emma, what do you think the first song was? Please show your answer.
I think this is wrong, but I also think this was big at the time. Baddest of them all.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good answer. I wrote Joel Corey in bed, which I'm pretty sure came out much after we started the show.
That was a crazy guess. I've gone for Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me, which was a biggie when we started, which we hated.
Interesting. Let's find out what the very first song we played was.
Harry Sultan as it was on Spin. This is your brand new way to wake up. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. First song of the show, guys.
Great
Harry
choice,
Styles.
By the way. Great.
Quite appropriate.
Ew! That sounds awful.
We're also broadcasting from a cupboard by the sound.
You sound young.
A little bit of a warning on that one.
And I sound scared.
Yes.
I think we all sound a bit nervy. You can hear that now, can't you?
We really did.
Wow.
Question number two. This has got a clip to it. What was the reason why we were getting people to send in these strange noises?
On the very first show,
lots of people were sending in those noises. Can you remember why?
I can't.
I think I know.
Okay.
Why would you send that? I don't know.
Okay, let's get your answers in.
I just said this is wrong, I guess, because why would you?
Please show your answer as well.
To celebrate the new show. I don't know. Okay. Song I wrote.
I wrote to wake yourself up.
Ashling?
I think I know.
Go on.
The night before the first show, I went to see Garth Brooks in Crow Park, and I said that he kept saying, yeah!
I think
we were trying to get Garth Brooks played on Spin.
Ashling has it spot on. Ashling went to Garth Brooks, and we got enough people to send in those yes, we play a Garth Brooks song on the show, and we did. And we did
on our first show, we played a Garth Brooks song.
Yeah, I don't think we asked anyone.
That was crazy. That was a special day.
And question number three, can you remember who our very first interview was?
On the first show?
On the first show. Who was our first?
Yeah.
We had an interview on the first show. Can you remember who it was?
Oh, crap.
Emma?
I have written Lewis Capaldi.
Dave?
See, you weren't here for the Lewis Capaldi interview. So I'm like, I think it's Macklemore.
Ashling?
It was Lewis Capaldi.
Let's find out.
We're chatting to Lewis Capaldi.
Ben, it's Lewis Capaldi here.
You forgot I was there, Dave. You forgot.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
So there we go. Ashling has 2 points. Emma has 1 point. Dave has nothing.
Woo!
The next three questions coming up after Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh. Oh, this is exciting. Here is Not Like Us on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Good morning. Hi. Thank God we love catchy names on this show, don't we? We are thick in the middle of Emma, Dave and Ashling's big old quiz of the last 2 years to see if we can remember what happened on the show over the last 2 years. And it's all with our producer, Callum. The show will be two on Thursday.
We really aren't great at names. Like, I have the Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down.
That's classic now.
Sometimes longer is better. Welcome to Emma, Dave and Ashling's big old quiz over the
That's true.
Intense.
It's like, disgusting.
Callum, that's terrible.
We are going through the first year of the show to see if we can remember what happened on the first year of the show. Aisling currently has 2 points. Dave has 0 points. Emma has 1 point. Right, let's go to the second half of year one then. So we're looking at 2023. In February 2023, we tried to find love in Red Flag Romance, where we aired people's red flags on their first dates. But can you remember why Johnny waved his red flag for listener Kate?
Oh, yeah.
There's no clip to this one. Can you remember why Johnny waved his red flag for listener Kate?
Okay, is it because she revealed that she collected mini babies?
That's interesting, Dave. What did you write down?
She had small baby figurines.
And Aisling?
I wrote she collected tiny babies.
Let's find out if you're correct.
And I'm going to tell you that Kate likes to make crafts with tiny plastic babies.
Kate, that's weird.
My favourite thing in that is Kate in that saying, I know it's weird. That was, I think, our only red flag wave during the date, but none of our love, people found that love, and we will never talk of that ever again.
Put so much work into it.
I'm sorry, but that was just one of the most iconic things ever. I like collecting mini
plastic babies.
Yeah, cool. Where do we find Kate?
You do you.
We can't talk about year one without Des Kelly the musical. We put on a musical based on the life of Des Kelly after Aisling got rejected from the Mattress Mick musical. But can you name the three locations missing from this song?
And I won't care when I'm a couch entrepreneur with locations everywhere. Selling beds, tables and more. Even carpets for your floor.
3 points on offer on this one.
There was absolutely no question on this because any of those songs that were used in the musical,
I still sing.
So that's
go on.
Out in Fibs for Swords and Coolock.
Fibs for Swords and Coolock.
I got one wrong. Aisling. I said Fingless Swords and Coolock.
Let's find out.
Out in Fibsborough, Swords and Coolock.
Hey!
Oh,
well done.
Me.
So 3 to Emma and Dave, 2 to Aisling.
Aisling, you literally wrote that.
I know.
And finally, we had to go and interview Tom Grennan in Germany, but only one of us could do it. So I played a game of where I played well-known songs, but they were sung in German. Can you remember what this song in German is? So Emma, Dave and Aisling had to battle it out listening to regular songs in German to see who would go to Germany and interview Tom Grennan. Emma was the winner, but can she remember what this one was?
Was that the Chainsmokers and Halsey, Closer?
Dave?
Chainsmokers and Closer.
Aisling?
Post Malone.
Emma and Dave, you are correct.
Let's go!
Aisling, you really did bad on the second half.
I did.
Aisling, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 today.
Okay.
Dave, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 today.
Woo!
And Emma is in the lead with 6.
Oh my God.
So it's 6-5-5.
Okay.
Right, round 2 of this is happening, I believe, on Thursday morning.
This time on Thursday. Can we remember what happened in year 2?
No cheating now. No going back to random podcasts.
I listen to every show.
That's my mission.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I remember years ago I went to a TY thing and it was like for all TYs in the whole country. And I don't even know what it was.
Young Science Exhibition.
Maybe it was, I don't know. But the whole thing was there was an artist playing. And who played was the Republic of Loose. And we all thought it was Run Republic.
Ah.
And we were like, oh my God, they got a... it's the Republic of
Loose. Republic of Loose, was that Brezzy's band?
No, you're thinking of... No, I can't remember. But Republic of Loose were that really good band. Go steady with it one time.
Was he not Snow Patrol?
You need...
No.
He was not Snow Patrol.
No, he was the Blizzards. The Blizzards.
Blizzard.
It was something to do with snow. Blizzard, snow, I don't know.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Some sort of storm, I don't know.
Jesus, Dave.
It's not a storm, Zeno.
I loved Republic of Loose. They were great.
Wow.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello and good morning. Hope all is good with you this morning.
What's going on?
Morning. Oh, I'm still kind of like cringing at a conversation that Emma and I had.
Oh my God, stop.
Leaving work yesterday.
Oh, what?
Oh no. It was between Emma and I, and then because of me, it was then between Emma, me, and Matt Cooper.
Okay.
Matt Cooper, who presents The Last Word in the evenings on Today FM.
Yeah, very current
and is a
affairs.
Very established journalist.
Oh my God, he's like very famous.
Very intelligent man.
Yeah.
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 And so Emma and I were in a conversation.
In the lift.
Leaving
just to
work,
say. Yeah.
Talking about how Emma has been going over to England to visit her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it hard? Like, do you feel sad when you leave him? And she's like, ah, it's grand. Like, you know, you were just saying,
it'll be fine. I'll see him again next weekend.
On Friday.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then the yous were saying that, like, you were going to agree to, like, see each other every week as best you can or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of this conversation and Matt Cooper steps into the lift. And so then, and you're so close to one another.
The lift said, is very small.
Hello to Matt. But like, one of us was still like mid-sentence. So we finished the sentence and then we kind of kept going. And Matt was kind of just, he wasn't like on his phone or anything. He was just like standing there. So I was like, I felt like he was like,
Matt was raw dog in the lift.
So I just go, boy trouble.
And I immediately looked at her as in like, why did you say that? We sound like 14-year-old girls. Don't say boy trouble.
And then I go, I'm only joking, actually. Emma has a new long-distance boyfriend. And then, and like, he didn't even hear him, boy trouble. And then he just goes, what?
And I said, oh no, Matt, don't worry, everything's grand. And then Aisling continued to be like, he lives in England, 20 seasons.
Oh my God, shut up.
Yeah, this is as we're like walking through the lobby and out the door.
And I'm like, and to the point where we're now outside and all free to go our own way, and Aisling's still there explaining the situation.
And the only word that Matt has said is what?
And then at the very end, when Aisling was finished word vomiting at him, he said, well, best of luck with it.
She has Matt's blessing.
Remind
me
to me. Never get in the lift with Aisling and Matt Cooper.
I thought about that for the entire day. I think it was my last thought before I slept last night.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I saw a great headline the other day. Bolton Wanderers striker injured after hefty sneeze.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, there's no way.
A hefty sneeze.
Yeah, that sounds like clickbait.
How hefty was this sneeze?
Must have been pretty intense.
Apparently he had a discomfort in his back and his rib cage, and basically did a big sneeze and obviously seized up and injured himself from the sneeze.
That is crazy.
Isn't it mad, right? His manager said, Victor is a powerful boy and even his sneezes are powerful.
Stop.
I just think that's
ridiculous.
A fantastic
Victor,
quote.
I hear it like this. Victor is a powerful boy.
And even has the powerful sneezes.
So I thought it was an excellent excuse, like, so that if work, like, it works for him. So if work, like, you're ever like, oh, you need to come into work, you could use that excuse. I've had a hefty sneeze. Yeah. I can't come in.
Sometimes a sneeze can really take you back.
It can.
Like,
is that weird to say? I love a sneeze.
Oh, God, yeah.
We've had that conversation. It's one eighth of a...
Is it? Of an organism?
Or maybe an 80th or something, but I always heard that. Of an organism, yeah.
Bit of a difference, 1/8 or 1/80th.
There was always some correlation. I remember the kid being a teenager in school talking about it. But anyway, sneezes are great crack.
Yeah,
apart
from
when you're driving.
And they're obviously not just fun, they're obviously great excuses for if you don't want to go to work. So without further ado, I've come up with a load of other excuses that I think should work, and we should all try them out just in case. Like, we've all used the, oh, I can't go because I have a family emergency, or a funeral, or I can't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I've written down some excuses pretty similar to I've had a hefty sneeze.
Okay.
Number one, I cut my fingernail down too far.
Sorry, that is absolutely fair enough.
I'm with
so
you.
Sore.
It's a sad time. It's
I'm
so
miserable.
Sore.
I touched something metal in the sun, I got an electric shock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I slept weird and my hair did that thing where it was parted to the other side, and now for some reason my hair is sore.
Man, as a girl,
you know
I even
mean?
Get that. Yeah.
It's so painful.
Does that happen to you too?
Do you ever wake up and your hair is sore and you're like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Stupid. I have a blocked nostril, and every time I unblock it, the other one gets blocked.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
It sucks.
A bit of crisp and the top of my mouth is now sore.
Ah, yeah.
That's not nice.
I dropped my phone in the toilet and now it's in rice and I have to wait for it to dry.
Yeah. I mean, how could you possibly function at your job if there was a bowl of rice at home?
Exactly, yeah.
You need to be with it.
This is more of a guy problem and a guy excuse, but, you know, try it if you want. I went to pee and then after I shook, I didn't shake enough and then I zipped up my pants and more pee came out and after I zipped up the pants and now it looks like I pee myself.
That is definitely a guy problem.
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
Do you not shake? No, after.
There's toilet paper's a thing.
Oh yeah.
I really don't understand why you guys don't use toilet paper
so
even to pat it down.
Neither do I. And also, how do you not know you finished peeing, you children?
And also, you're just putting your pee bit back into your underpants. And yeah. Little dribbles of pee all over your pants.
Anyway, look.
Disgusting.
We're getting a bit too deep into that one.
It really bothers me. I have a good one for the girlos.
Oh, go on.
I wore a ponytail all day yesterday and my head's sore.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
It's not nice.
Or I wore a ponytail too long and now I have a weird crimp in the back of my hair. You may have noticed the jolly laugh in the corner is back.
Mm.
Juicer Callum has returned.
Laugh track has returned.
Yeah. We're way funnier now. Yeah. He's returned from 2 and a bit weeks in America, spent it all in Disneyland in Orlando. But we almost nearly didn't get him back. He's got a crazy travel story to tell us. And first of all, we want to hear from you. And we want you to tell us on 087 711 1038. What is your worst ever travel story? Maybe your flight was incredibly delayed. Maybe it had cancellations. Maybe it was a ferry.
Maybe you went the wrong way.
Yeah. On a train. Yeah. Anything and everything. Tell us about your horror travel stories now on 087 711 1038. Producer Callum, what the hell went on in Orlando?
I tell you what, it started off as a disaster. First of all of my hand luggage got stopped by American security, and I mean everything. My backpack, my travel suitcase, I have a sleep apnea machine. Everything got searched.
No wonder you have a sleep apnea machine and it looks insane.
Yeah, I was there for like 30 minutes just to start with as they trolled through all of my bags.
And for what reason?
No reason. They just swab everything. They just swabbed absolutely everything. So after all of that, it was just like, you just want to sit down, relax and chill. So we went to Chick-fil-A. It's like a chicken restaurant, like a KFC.
Yes.
Ask for a chicken burger, no pickles and a Sprite. What did we get? We got a chicken burger with pickles and the Sprite ran out syrup, so it was just like
the gas water.
Yeah, horrible static flavored water. The worst.
Disaster.
Forget about that.
End of story.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Thanks be to God.
Yes. So we get to the gate with plenty of time. We saw that the weather, Orlando can be pretty stormy. When we were there, you get the odd storm, lightning shower. It passes within about half an hour. We were there for about an hour and it was just constant rain, lightning, thunder. You could hear everything.
Right.
Now, I'm a bit of a travel nerd, so I knew that the plane that was taking us back to Dublin was coming from Dublin with people going to Orlando. So
yeah, a bit of Flight Radar vibes, checking out where the plane is. Yeah.
So the flight was coming to Orlando, dropping people off, taking us back to Dublin. Mm-hmm. I was tracking that plane and I saw, this plane's not going to Orlando anymore. No, they rerouted the plane. They diverted it to Atlanta, 433 miles away from Orlando.
Uh-oh.
But there was nothing on the PA system for about an hour. Then over the PA, it was like, ding dong. Your flight will be delayed. It's just gone to Atlanta. It's refueling because of air traffic control. Then it's coming to get you, so it'll be a couple of hours late. An hour later, bing bong, your flight's been cancelled. Please leave the airport. Go and collect your bags. We've got a hotel waiting for you.
Oh, my God.
They had completely cancelled the flight. It was stuck in Atlanta. It was not coming together.
Were you in one of those things where it's like, no, this isn't happening?
I was actually really excited because I've never had a cancelled flight. I was like, we're getting a free hotel. I'm getting another night in Orlando.
At least it's coming home. And this was on Friday as well, so you had plenty of time to get back in time
Absolutely.
For work and all.
So they cancelled the flight. We got the complimentary hotel. We checked into a hotel. It was like a Holiday Inn near the airport. It was nothing exciting. After a couple of hours sleep, I woke up to my phone buzzing saying, we were going to put you on this flight again, the same flight tomorrow. We're sending this flight from Atlanta back to Orlando and we're taking you back to Dublin. An hour later, after I got that text, we're unable to operate this aircraft whatsoever. We cannot take you back to Dublin from Orlando.
Oh, my God.
We have to send you to Denver, Colorado.
Oh, my God.
1,546 miles away.
Dear God.
A four-hour flight.
Did they say that? Did they call it the miles away?
I worked that out. A four-hour flight from Orlando backwards. We went back in time zones in America.
Oh.
From Orlando to Denver, then there was a one-hour window between that flight and then our return flight from Denver to Dublin, and I was freaked. I had never done a transfer before. I was like, how do they get the bags off the plane and onto my plane? They're not going to turn up. We're going to miss the flight. We've got to run through the airport. Now, luckily, we made it back on time. The bags made it. We made it back safe in Dublin. A mere 26 hours later than we were due to be back. Oh. But it was the worst travel experience I've ever had, and I never want to fly
again. Madness. Oh my God.
It's always when one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong as well. You did get your bags back though, which you were surprised
by. Yes, yeah, I was not expecting the bags.
Okay. All right, well listen, from the pickles that actually ended up on the burger, to the 29 hour delay or whatever it was.
Don't forget the Sprite.
A pretty rogue and pretty bad travel experience. And we'd love to hear yours this morning, 087-711-103. It makes me never want to travel again, to
honestly,
be quite honest with you.
So terrifying.
Like, honestly, it's so stressful.
I'm trying to think, there's nothing really mad stressful that's happened to me, like in an airport, but like...
I had a pretty tough time going to Vietnam, which I did talk about on the show, but I do remember one time when I was on holidays with my friends in Poland, we were running to catch a train, and just as we were getting on the train, my friend bloody dropped her suitcase onto the rail. Onto the train tracks.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, and the train was like literally about to leave, and this lovely Polish man literally ran, like lay on the ground, flattened himself, and fished the bag out from under the train.
But it was,
we were like, I can imagine. We just heard producer Callum's horror story trying to get home from Orlando over the last few days. Flight cancellations, diversions to in the wrong direction, etc. Finally got home. Philip is on. What's your horror story, Philip?
You know, the same as Callum's there, flying to Orlando. A flight out of Dublin to Heathrow. A passenger caused us to be delayed. So when we eventually got into Heathrow, we had missed our connecting flight out to Orlando. But we got put up at a hotel, so that was all fine. And then we got the first flight the next morning. So that side of it was fine. Yeah. And then when we were coming home, with the Aer Lingus strikes, our flight got affected. So we were meant to fly into Heathrow, but we flew into Manchester instead.
Why not?
We were meant to...
It's close enough.
We never heard anything from them. We ended up having to source our own flight home, really.
Oh, no. From Manchester?
It was a disaster from there because we couldn't check in online for some unknown reason. And when we got to the desk to check in, we were told that we weren't on that flight.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
All flights out were pretty much booked up. Mm. So we were told, look, if they couldn't get us a flight home, we were on our own. But eventually we got a flight then from Manchester to Heathrow. Then Heathrow... to Dublin.
Oh my God. Man, you should have just started swimming. I swear to God, you probably would have been home.
Oh, stop. This was a very early flight in the morning and I hadn't slept thinking, oh, sure, be home by 1 o'clock in the daytime.
Yeah.
We didn't get home till 9:30 that night.
Japers.
No, it kind of takes the fun out of the whole trip, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much for that, Philip.
No worries, guys. Take care.
Bye. Have a great day, Philip. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. 087-711-1038 if you have any travel horror stories for us.
It's one of those, like, in the moment, you're like, is there any way of having a laugh at this? You know, like in a year's time, you're going to look back and go, wasn't that gas?
Do you know what? It's probably one of my least favourite places to even spend time is in an airport.
I hate it.
So stressful. They should actually have like little calming zones for people who are having stressful travel experiences.
My friend Megan just can't cope with airports. She really like... It kind of sets her off for anxiety in general. Just not a nice vibe. Yeah. Tara, come here. What happened to you? What's your travel horror story?
I went to visit my friend who was living in New York in March of 2020. I was sitting in JFK waiting to board the flight to come home. And they had the news on the TVs because Donald Trump announced the travel ban because of COVID.
Right. So what did you do?
Yeah. Sat there for hours waiting to kind of find out what was going to happen. Like, are we getting on the flight or not? Like, we were delayed for so long. Eventually, the pilot came off the plane and came in to the boarding gate and got on the mic and said, well, it's not a mic, whatever it is, said, you know, I don't care. I'm going home. I did not get on this.
He threw a little hissy fit, did he? I'm going home. Come with me if you want. Like,
yeah, that's literally what he said.
Was he Irish?
I don't care. Yeah, he was Irish. He was Aer Lingus.
That makes sense.
He was like, lads, I'm going home. I don't care about this joke. We're getting home and then we can lock down.
Who's with me?
Yeah. That is big. I am turning this plane around energy. I love that.
So did you get home okay then, yeah?
Yeah, I did, but a lot of people didn't get on the flight and, you know, like then they were trying to take bags off the plane, and a lot of Americans didn't go because they were going for weddings
or for holidays. That makes sense. But the rest of you is just get yourselves home, okay?
A lot of Irish people got home, but it was quite an interesting situation.
Wow, that's very much once in a lifetime stuff, we'd hope. Thanks a million for that, Tara.
Love it, Tara. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This makes me want to look at every flight I have booked and take two more annual leave days off after it. Just in case.
Joshua was in touch.
A couple of years ago, on the way to Salou, family holiday, first big family holiday, about 15, 20 of us. And we were at the gate, Dublin Airport. The gate hadn't opened yet. Loads of kids now, as I say, first big family holiday. So we got there and very early. So the gate hasn't opened yet. It's grand. Next of all, my brother's looking down at the planes coming in now. And he sees all our bags coming off the plane. He says, what's the third there? All our bags getting taken off that plane. So we called one of the people at the desk. He says, what's the story? He says, I'm saying our bag's coming off that flight there. We're just waiting to go on that flight. He says, that flight's gone. You aren't getting on that. He says, what do you mean? He says, get close to 6:15 or whatever it was. And we were like, what? He says, 6:30. He says, no, that's the time the flight takes off. We didn't know. We were like, oh, no way.
No.
What do we do now? He says, well, the other missing is that flight. You have to go down and get your bags. So we had to go to baggage reclaim. We sit there waiting there about 20 minutes. Bags came back. Had to get our bags. This is what we're supposed to do. We got talking to someone then in the airport. He says, look, it's with Ryanair. You might do as a deal. Just go down to the main Ryanair desk. The departures with them. All the way back down to the start. Talk with them. This is, look, we'll get you a new flight. It'll be in 2 hours. Fair play. You know, that was all right. But it cost us an extra £100 each. And that was £100 extra for every other person. With all the kids and all. So it was €100 flight. So we walked out looking at €1,500. So it doesn't stop there, it gets worse. Got the flight, got into the airport, missed that transfer because a transfer was connected, we couldn't get through to them. Missed that transfer and had to pay €250 for two taxis. So €250 for one and €250 for the other. So it cost us £500 for taxis, so an extra £2,000 for the whole holiday. Disaster.
Alas, that's just so unfair.
Oh, what a palaver.
Start to finish, that's lousy. Sully was on as well.
I was going on a stag deal to Liverpool from Dublin.
Right.
All going well, all fine. Popping with the lads, everything. We were at a pub near Cabin Teely before we went in there, all going well. But down through security into the gate, obviously the bar before the gate, then down to the gate. And whatever happened, I went to the toilet, I woke up, and my plane was gone.
No!
Don't ask me how, don't ask me why, but my plane was gone. I had to walk back through the long walk corridor and buy another flight to Liverpool. The next flight, which was €220.
No.
I didn't know. I go straight out then and get the lads. It got lost. Didn't know where I was staying. So I'm going around Liverpool, into hostels, into hotels, the whole night. Until about 7 the next morning, until I found a Costa and knew someone's computer to log into Facebook to find out where I was staying.
Stop.
Absolutely nightmare. Good weekend now, but a nightmare start to the weekend.
How was that a good weekend?
Oh, you my ever? God.
That's a positive mindset. Dude. Oh, yeah, still a good weekend. Like.
Did you hear what happened, Sully, on the set?
Oh, my God, that story was brought up several times at the wedding, no doubt. Asleep in the bathroom at an Air Force. That is fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hey,
what's
there
going on? How are you
today?
Wow.
Just feeling like it's a little cool musical moment for everybody.
How many of those musical moments do you get a day?
Not enough.
Right.
Actually.
Oh, I think that's too much.
I think. In fact, I'm going to bring more in. So.
Oh, no.
We don't need
thank
more.
Thank you so much for asking.
I will be
bringing them more and more and more and more often.
I was talking about your personal time across the day.
I know exactly what you're trying to tell me, Emma. You want more of those moments.
Wow. I went to the gym yesterday and obviously I'd had a really heavy weekend because I did one exercise and my stomach just decided to turn into a knot.
Right now.
And I was like in so much pain for the rest of the session. I finished it like nearly in tears, but I finished it anyway. I went home. And I was like, straight to ChatGPT, what's wrong with me?
Am I dying?
And it's like, you should get onto this. It basically was like, do you remember a couple
you
of years
a
ago? Yeah, it probably is that. But do you remember a couple of years ago on this show, we did the fact that I can't burp?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a thing that I can do.
Yeah.
So it was like, you should go see a doctor, like a gastro doctor. As the doctor was like, it was just like an email, a consultation, or whatever. He was like, you should do this SIBO test or whatever. He was like, you can either do it at home or you can come in and do it. There's only a fiver in the difference. And I was like, grand.
Sorry, you talked to a doctor after this?
Just an email, yeah.
All right.
£195.
Did you do this?
No, I didn't do it. He was just like, do you want it for 195? I was like, no, fine. I'll deal with the pain.
No, thank you,
I'm
sir.
Absolutely grand.
I know what the problem is. I can't burp.
Yeah, exactly. I know what the issue
maybe
is.
Maybe I need to stop drinking cans of Coke before going to the gym.
Maybe.
That's probably the issue.
Yeah. So it was like 195 or something to do it at
what
home.
What is a SIBO test?
No idea. I think it's just you breathe into a tube or whatever and it takes the gas.
Oh my God.
Doctors are such a bloody rob, aren't they?
Such a rip-off.
So annoying.
Just give me the medicine. Make me burp.
Make me burp, mommy.
Yeah, I know.
Pat me on the back.
Yeah, pat me on the back. I told you earlier, we've had Cat Corner on this show where we bring you multiple cat stories. We've had Toilet Corner where we bring you multiple toilet stories. And we've had Joe Corner where we bring you various stories about different Joes. And this is the coolest cousin of all of those corners because this is Gig Corner.
Now, see, I the thing I like about the corners is it's not that cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of killing the corners with this one. But I just have two pieces of gig news to bring you this morning. And one of them is kind of like a financial report.
Oh.
Yeah, so AIB.
So really cool and fun and interesting.
Yeah. So AIB have released a report on the money spent in this country on the two Oasis gigs in Croke Park that'll take place next year.
Yes.
So they have a number for the average Ticketmaster transaction in Ireland for that gig. So basically, people might have bought multiple tickets, they might have bought one ticket.
Sure.
But the average number for the for each transaction was, guess?
I don't know. Obviously, let's just say that these tickets were disgustingly expensive from the get-go. They went from, they're going to start at 86. Who got a ticket for 86?
Yeah, did anyone get a ticket for 86?
Mm, yeah, I'd say they were in the hundreds.
I'd say it's 250.
Okay, average, I'm going to say 350.
The average ticket transaction was 347.
Oh.
Extremely close. August 31st saw the highest total spend on tickets this year.
That's
so
the average that someone spent.
The average. Now, that might be multiple tickets in the one transaction.
Right, okay.
But if you think of how many Ticketmaster transactions you've ever done, have any of them ever been €347?
No,
even if you're buying four tickets.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
So expensive.
But the way it's all gone, if you were buying four tickets these days, you'd well spend $350.
Yeah, but some people spent like $400 on one ticket.
I know, it's awful. I told you I queued for an hour and 40 minutes, finally got through, and it was like minimum £800. I was like, forget about it.
Shocking.
So annoying.
So on that day, €3.6 million was spent on tickets.
Oh my God.
In Ireland alone.
In Ireland, which like the majority obviously going to Oasis. And can you guess, this is interesting, what county spent the most on Oasis tickets?
I'd say from populate. Oh, sure.
Dublin.
Dublin.
No.
Cork.
Kildare.
Ah.
And
why?
I actually guessed correctly, and I don't know why. I think because I grew up in Kildare, I just went, I feel like Kildare is just a bit of an Oasis vibe.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So people in Kildare spent on average €466 per transaction.
Wow.
They're way above the average. This was followed by Monaghan, Louth, Roscommon and Cavan.
Can I ask a question in the room? This is real honest now, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever see like a gig coming up like that and it's like the middle of the month and you're like, Jesus, how do people just pull out 466? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
in the middle of the month, I'd really be like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Do you know what I mean? I'm always like, what am I doing wrong here? Do people just pull out 466 quid like that?
I'd say savings, I don't know.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, an average person who goes to a gig wouldn't necessarily be the woman, the person. Okay, I know the Oasis crowd is maybe a little bit
older. I think it's
older.
Just like when push comes to shove, they'll just do it.
If
it's
no matter what.
Once in a lifetime.
They'll go into their overdraft.
I was thinking as well, maybe it wasn't Dublin because we're all getting absolutely like scorched on rent here and we just literally can't afford that.
Well,
whereas
that's true,
in like Roscommon and Cavan and Monaghan.
Do you want to hear something's going to make
more
sick
money?
My friend rents in Cork a room with three people for €320 a month.
Oh my God. Awesome.
Anyway, going to move on from that. It's too sad to talk about.
Let's not go there. The AIB report also revealed the second biggest day of ticket sales of the year, and that was 10 days before, which was the day that Electric Picnic tickets went sale.
Of course.
And the average transaction value there was €231, which kind of makes sense because that's like around the same price as
the ticket is. It's a three-day festival rather than a once-off gig, so it's more expensive.
Yeah. So a good payday for Ticketmaster was August.
That's ridiculous.
Can I ask you a question?
But a very bad PR month.
Just a quick question. So say if you spend €400 on an Oasis ticket, how much of that goes to Oasis and how much did Ticketmaster get out of that?
Listen, you're asking the wrong girl, I'm having a clue.
Right, yeah.
But
they get a bit of a
cut. Yeah, sure, they're the whole reason it's happening. And then in other gig news, because this is Gig Corner, there could be another big day for Ticketmaster coming soon.
Oh, great.
Because there are rumours that Beyoncé is set to announce a series of UK stadium gigs for next summer. Once again, I'm going to have to fly to the bloody UK to see her.
She owes us. But we love a bit of country music here. This would be the Cowboy Carter album.
Imagine cowboy hats there are in Drumcondra.
Yeah. I'm not.
We all have the Gareth Brooks stuff ready.
Yeah.
I'm not over the fact that the last concert you go to, you weren't allowed to see any spoilers. I mean, we weren't allowed to talk about it because Ashton didn't want to know what was going on. And
I am annoying whenever there's a Beyonce gig on the horizon.
I can't do it again, lads. I can't do it again.
Yeah. To be honest, like, obviously, I'm a big Beyonce fan, seen her 9 times. And when I first heard this news, my instant feeling was not joy. It was panic, complete panic.
Yeah, but
panic.
You get like that every time Beyonce announces a tour because you think, crap, now I have to go and, like, freak out to buy tickets.
And I just think the Oasis thing was so triggering.
Yes.
It's actually traumatising. So apparently there are 5 dates planned for the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in North London, which is where I saw her last year. Unreal.
Big stadium.
Yeah, massive. And
would she not be like, I'm wrecked, I've just done the whole Renaissance?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
I know. She's great. She's a great girl. And this is going to be Cowboy Carter tour. So cowboy hats at the ready. And legitimately this time. Not like people wearing cowboy hats to like AC/DC like they do. But yeah, so excited.
And you don't know when there's any more news on that right now?
No, it's all in the rumour stage.
Cool, okay, well, it's no smoke without fire.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have a suggestion for Ask Dublin Airport. Good morning. Due to, obviously, kind of unforeseen circumstances, I find myself frequenting Dublin Airport more often than I ever have.
She's got a boyfriend who doesn't live in the country.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so I'm there again this weekend, and on average, I probably go to the airport normally twice a year. I reckon I'll be there another 5 times between now and Christmas.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All going well, that is. That won't be slowing down anytime soon. What I notice about now that I'm a hashtag frequent flyer.
Oh my God, you are.
You really are. We should get some sort of perks.
Exactly. There are absolutely zero perks to being a hashtag frequent flyer in the airport, okay?
Yeah.
You know, if you go into a Costa and Insomnia and you get your stamp every morning on your little thing to, if you hit the 10th or the 5th, you might get a free coffee or something like that. Nothing exists in Dublin Airport. I think that's a real shame. And I think then, because I'm there more often than I've ever been, of people who do this like weekly, you know, and how they get nothing. You know, if you work in London and you fly over every week or whatever, our big boss here flying over here every week, you should really get some kind of a little treat for being such a good customer.
Yeah.
You get free water.
No, you don't, Dave. I don't know. Yeah.
So
now that I'm a hashtag frequent flyer, I would like Dublin Airport to create some kind of a loyalty scheme for us, right? Boots have their advantage cards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Boots have their advantage cards. So you want basically the same thing to happen for, right? Do you know what actually happened to me this morning? I went onto Tinder for 7 days in a row. And so it was like, here's a free boost. It's obviously not working for you. So it's boosted me.
So you're getting Tinder loyalty
perks. I'm getting Tinder. And I went onto it and I clicked onto it and I was like, what's going on here? It's still counting down. It's like, we've boosted you 9 times.
Oh, that's a very pretty girl that just popped up like her.
Yeah, I will. And then it's telling me I have 12 minutes left. So if you're on Tinder, go find me.
It's going to be a wild 12 minutes.
I'm only boosted for 12 more minutes.
You will probably pop up first. Like, right now, open your Tinder, folks. Actually, let's come back to this in 12 minutes. But now, back to the airport. This is what I propose in terms of a loyalty scheme for us frequent flyers, you know. I think for 5 stamps and 5 visits, you should get a free month guaranteed use of the Terminal 1 security belts that you don't need to take out your liquids to use. Now, I know they're out of action right now, but when they're back, that was a good little treat that we got there.
Yeah,
and leave your liquids in the bag. If you want to bring a can of deodorant to the UK, you can. No big deal.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Number 2, I think a stamp for efficiency in getting off the island into your seat promptly.
Yes, oh, yeah. You should get a stamp for that.
There should be a good stamp for that.
And then, like, what do you get then in exchange?
Maybe
just stamps.
Maybe an actual free water.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. A double stamp for every time that your luggage is underweight.
Oh, okay.
Because, nice. I mean, if you're only popping over for the weekend, you don't really need that much stuff, you know? I think a triple stamp then, if you only fly with a small shoulder bag.
Yeah.
You're just not causing any real problems here. It's going under the seat.
Yeah.
You don't need to be shimmying
bags
around.
You're so tiny.
Yeah, I'm so little.
5 stamps if you just bring a bum bag.
Oh, absolutely. I think as well, there needs to be some kind of a boot on, please. Ethos, I think, going on through security, i.e. over the last few times I've travelled, I've worn the same docks while travelling. And I think the staff need to recognise that these docks are safe.
Yeah,
so you should be given a boot on pass.
Emma's docks.
Oh, they're Emma's docks. They're safe. They're fine. Just boot on. You don't need to go through
your
tights.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, we've had her before. Yeah,
we know these shoes. They're okay shoes. I think
when you complete, if you complete your 10 stops, sorry, if you complete your 10 stamps within 3 months, you automatically ensure that your flight back to Dublin won't require getting on one of those bloody buses.
Oh, yeah.
For at least your next 5 flights.
Yeah.
It is the biggest letdown when you land the plane and you look out and you go,
there's a bus.
There's a feckin' bus.
Yeah. You know what? It's an ick.
It's actually a massive
ick. Can we not just walk it, like?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you complete your 10 stamps within 3 months, have flown with only a shoulder bag, and you always get off the island into your seat promptly, you get one flight sitting up front with the pilot.
You get to drive the plane.
I think that's the biggest reward, and I think they should really start to action this. It's really unfair.
Yeah, you should get a dummy stick where you feel like you're driving the plane.
Oh,
you're
not actually driving. With the front row behind the pilot. Yeah, that's a good idea. We have a cracking prize to go on this week on the show. I'm so jealous. Is it so sad when you work in radio, you can't win anything on the radio anymore?
Oh,
honestly,
terrible.
I want to win this. We have a Whopper prize. We want to get you back on track with Fly Fit all this week on the show. What are you laughing at?
Just funny the way you kind of sound like, you sound like Veruca Salt there.
Daddy, I want one.
Daddy, I want a pony. Daddy, I want an annual roaming Fly Fit membership for free, please, from Emma Dave and Ashley.
Do an Instagram post there and I'm sure they'll give you one.
No. They have 20 locations nationwide and they're making it easier than ever to access the gym.
Yeah, from High Rocks to Spin, yoga to Pilates, they have something for everyone, and we got that annual roaming FlyFit membership to give away every single day on the show.
We've been throwing Dave into a FlyFit gym this morning on the show. You've been trying to figure out what he's up to.
Yeah, exactly. And Maria thinks she knows. You're on the move this morning, Maria. Where are you off to?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work.
What do you do, Maria?
I work in a hospital. I work in the Beacon Hospital.
Oh, oh, fair play.
Cool. Good for you.
What's your role there?
I'm a radiographer, so I take the x-rays.
Oh, hey, so we're both in radio, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, that was terrible. Dave. But also
my bad.
Good.
My bad.
It was so bad. I really enjoyed it. Okay, cool. That's a fun job. So you like looking at people's insides then?
I do, yeah.
What's the best looking bit? Leg, chest.
A pelvis is pretty cool.
Pelvis.
Yeah. A lot going on in the
pelvis.
I can
see that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Like, if a guy walks in or whoever you're attracted to, if it's a girl, do they walk in, you'd be like, I bet they have a nice pelvis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, are they walking and you're like, please be pelvis, please be pelvis.
Maria is not a creep, guys.
No.
Maria, are you a gym goer?
Yes, I am. I actually do go to FlyFit.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
There you go. We could sort you out this morning with an epic prize. We could sort you out with an annual roaming FlyFit membership. What you need to do is figure out what Dave is up to in the gym. Are you okay to go again, Dave? Are you too slow?
Yeah, just drink my water there. I'm ready to go. Here we go. Spot me again there, actually. Right.
There you go.
Here we go.
Dave,
I think that's one.
You look sexy, Dave.
Thanks, Emma. That's two.
You're sweating.
Stick on all the rest of them there, Ash.
No, there are no more.
Oh, class. It's 100 kilos.
What do you think Dave is up to this morning, Maria?
So, I think he's lifting weights.
Lifting weights.
And that would be absolutely correct, Gal. Well done.
Nice one, Maria. Congratulations. You have just won an annual roaming FlyFit membership.
Oh my God, amazing.
It is. It is amazing, isn't
it? Really
it
really is. You're sorted now for ages.
For a whole year.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're
Talk
welcome.
To you later. Hope you see a nice pelvis today.
Good luck.
Bye. Talk to you later.
A sentence I never thought would be said.
You know what? Maria didn't disappoint.
No.
She didn't. No.
She was a radiographer with personality.
She was. And you know what? I didn't actually know that they had personalities. You never really get to talk to them when you go in for a scan, do you?
No, if you've personality, you usually go into radio.
Ah.
Maybe she went in the wrong building.
Oh, no. No more of that joke.
Sorry.
If you would like to win yourself that amazing prize, another chance to do so tomorrow. But instead, for the early birds, so be with us from 7-ish. We're going to give you a chance to win after 7:30 tomorrow morning here at Spin.
I like this one. This is my favourite of her tune.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of her tune.
Of all of her tune.
If you're around Blanchardstown Shopping Centre this Thursday, well, listen up.
Yeah, we are coming to you. Well, not live from there, but we are going to be there.
I mean, we will be alive.
We just won't be live on the radio. No.
We're there.
Yes, we are going to be there.
We'll be in human form.
The reason why is because we are bringing the girly quiz on tour. We're in our girly quiz era, guys. Okay? So we're bringing it on tour. And I've decided that it's too difficult for just me. So I need other people to realise this is so tough.
We're going to see if the men of Dublin are better or worse than Dave at the girly quiz. So Emma and I will be armed with our girly quiz questions and a load of lovely spot prizes. And we'll be looking for you to come and answer questions. Pretend you're Dave for a day.
I get to ask questions this time.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be a different vibe. Exciting. You'll get the real power trip off this vibe. Like, how do you not know that? You will. We'll be there from 12 o'clock this Thursday, Bantertown Shopping Centre. We being in our girly quiz era here at Spin. Right now, it's Doja Cat and Woman. Perfect. Let me be
your woman. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.